A moment with the Salvos, finding freedom.
What do we do when we keep doing what we don't want to do? Author and counselor Cherie Hill joins us with some insights.
We all struggle with sin. God assures us in Romans 3:10 that no one is good. And we can find ourselves saying the very same thing the Apostle Paul did in Romans 7:15. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. Our situation can seem hopeless and we feel helpless, and really that's the way we're supposed to feel in our sinful ways. The shame and guilt of sin is a good thing that points us to our need for a Savior, someone that can save us from ourselves and keep us from walking down roads of destruction. So first we need to realize that our guilt and shame from our sinful ways serve a purpose. But next we need to turn to God and seek Him continually with all our heart, mind, and soul. If you're continually sinning, unable to break free from the chains that bind you, you need to get help. Help from a pastor or friend that is walking with God. You need prayer and you need practical help that will enable you to get on the straight and narrow path. The worst thing you can do is shut yourself into your sin and shame. Confess, repent, and allow God to go to work in you. God promises to set you free from the sin that binds you. If you need strength as you struggle with temptations, you can find God's word to strengthen you at scripturenow.com to help you in the battle.
For help finding freedom, call 13 Salvos or go to salvoscounseling.salvos.org.au.